I just want to invite you where you are right now to just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. God, we come to you today, and I come to you grateful for the truth of what we've just sung. We live in a difficult and broken world where there's pain and there's suffering and darkness and frustration. Yet you promise that you're the kind of God where we can build our life, that if and when we do that, that because you're not shaken, we won't be shaken. And so, God, that's our prayer today. We want to be the kind of people who would build our lives on you. We put our trust in you. We'd follow you. So God, as we gather today, you know what we need. You know the places in our hearts that need peace. You know the things around us that need just your sense of calm or healing. God, you know that there are some of us in here this morning who really need something to change. We need transformation to happen. And God, we're here because we believe that you have the ability and willingness and desire to speak. So I pray, God, right now that in these moments you would speak to each and every one of us something that we need to hear. So we love you. We thank you for Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hey, say hi to somebody around you as you're having a seat. Well, good morning. Thank you. My name's Travis. I'm one of the pastors here at The Village. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. I asked this question last week, and I think it bears repeating. How many of you would say right now that you are 100% completely content and satisfied with the state of your life and faith? By show of hands, you're 100% satisfied and content with everything in your life and faith right now. What? Where are the hands? I'm looking for the hands. Yeah, I wouldn't be raising my hand either. How many of you might say that there could potentially be more? Like you think there might be more of God, more of life that you could be experiencing than what you're currently experiencing? Anybody would? Yeah, almost all hands up on that. I was reading this week a little bit in the book of Ephesians, and I was really struck by this prayer. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, he's writing this prayer to a church that he helped to start. And at the end of the prayer, this is what he calls God. He calls God him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him, to God, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. And as I was reading that, I was thinking, I want to be one of the people who gets to see God doing immeasurably more than all I could ask or imagine. And I know the truth is, like, I know that God is able to do immeasurably more. But I want to see it, and I want to experience it, and I want to feel it, and I want us to be part of that immeasurably more. But for me at least, maybe this is true for you, sometimes there is a gap between what I want in my faith and what I experience in my faith. Anybody else experience that? Any other honest people? There's a gap between what you want in your faith and what you experience in your faith. Would anybody? There are some honest people and some people who just, you will not raise your hands no matter what. I understand. If you turn to Luke chapter 8, Jesus introduces what I think is this connected cycle of discipleship. It's a cycle of faith that I think could almost be used as a diagnostic tool for those of us who are experiencing a gap between what we hope for in our faith and what we're experiencing in our faith. There are three parts to the cycle, and they just kind of build on each other. I want to read this from Ephesians chapter 8. It's 6 verses. If you've got a Bible, you can turn with me to 8:16. And here's what Jesus says. Listen for the three things. He says, no one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have, will be taken from them. And then it says, now Jesus' mother and brothers, they came to see him, but they weren't able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside and they're wanting to see you. And Jesus replied, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. Three things in this cycle of faith and discipleship. If you're experiencing a gap between where your faith is and where you want it to be, I just encourage you to think about these three things in this cycle. The first thing that Jesus says to do, I think, is to shine. Jesus says, no one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the light. I think to live life as a disciple of Jesus, it means that you're supposed to shine. You're supposed to be shiny. So a few years ago, I was invited to come sit in a studio audience with about 15 or 20 people, and at least a minor Christian celebrity, if not a major Christian celebrity, was filming a Bible study video series, and I got invited to come sit in the studio and be there and interact and ask questions. And so we were all there. We're sitting in our seats, and the person who was teaching was sitting at the front. He had his stuff out. He was ready to go, and the producer, no lies, stepped out with the headset on and goes, uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, I do see. Okay, mm-hmm, yes, uh-huh, got it. And he paused, and he walked over to me, and he said, we're going to need to do something about the shine, and kind of motioned over my head, right? And they sent out, no lie, they sent out a makeup artist who spent 15 minutes putting concealer and powder on my head to do something about the shine. I felt really good about that. Actually, my head has never looked better in all of my life. We're going to need to do something about the shine. I think that's what Jesus is saying. When people see followers of Jesus, they should notice, right? The darkness around you should maybe be so bothered by the light of Jesus that's emanating from you that it should say, we're going to need to do something about the shine. We're going to need to do something about the shine. Right? But here's what Jesus knew. Jesus knew that although he would give us his light, that our temptation would be to hide the shine. He knew that our temptation, that it's like we wouldn't want to stick out as his followers. And he said, don't hide the light. Hide it under a bushel. Thank you. Some of you are with me on that, right? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, right? It's the theologically accurate song. It's great. But Jesus knew that our temptation would be to try to hide the light.